with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Big show. Thanks for downloading. Cooking disasters. The phones went nuts for that. I had an absolute shocker last night. What happened? You'll have to find out.
I'll say the dish. Spaghetti bolognese is the dish you cooked.
Mm.
What you presented? Well, yeah, it's interesting to say the least.
Well, in my defence, it is the first time I've ever cooked pasta, so...
Which is ridiculous. You're 30.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people do it for me over the years. About time I learned, though.
People who are doing better meals than Josiah is our local pubs and restaurants. And we put the call out today to see who's actually hit them up, seeing that they've been open.
Phones went nuts today. What's your occupation? That was back for a Tuesday. Yeah. Went into meltdown.
And I shared my thoughts on beauty salons. Very excited that we can now hit them up, but just thought there's a little message that we can give before we rush back to go get all our beauty treatments done.
Yeah, very, very important message. On top of that, we spoke about the most iconic fashion statement of all time. What was it? You're going to have to find out to listen. Enjoy it. Thanks for downloading, and we'll speak to you on the next podcast.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Goulburn Valley, right now in your cars or at home, whatever you might be doing, and Herbie as well, picture something that's happened in your family that gets passed on from generation to generation. We all have that one little family secret.
Yep.
For my family, it's the spaghetti bolognese recipe. Like, I know every family claims to have a good spaghetti bowl, but ours is very different. There's a couple of secret ingredients out there that we do that no other family does.
Yeah, well, it's a very Italian thing to do, and you're not Italian.
I mean, we're Albanian, but we still know how to make a pasta, okay. Put it that way. Now, I turned 30 in January this year.
Big boy's grown up.
He's getting big, guys. He's getting old. Now, the time had come at the age of 30 for Dad to finally hand down the family recipe because that's...
Wow.
Yeah, I'd finally come of age.
Was that your gift?
I got a few other things, to be honest. The Ferrari, the Lambo, and the house on the water in Sydney. But besides that, they also gave me the recipe for the pasta.
Token. You got a nice one.
Now, I turned 30 on January 31st this year, and it's taken till now, yesterday, last night, the 1st of June, to actually finally try the recipe. Now, the reason why it's taken that long is you're actually not going to believe this. I've never cooked pasta in my life.
Never?
Ever.
Oh, my gosh. This is why we were at your house last week, and that's why your mate Liam had to cook pasta, is it?
Never, ever
you
in my life
cooked
pasta.
You have lived such a sheltered life.
Well, I know. I keep.
No, to, you have. No. Your mum did everything for you.
Yeah, she
Paula
did.
Loved you just a little bit too much.
And I like takeaway a little bit too much as well.
It's true. You don't even have a knife block. It's the most baffling thing of your house.
So, you know what? It's time to pull out the family recipe. So I went to Coles, got all the ingredients on this secret list that my dad get, and I texted Morgan, my roommate, and said, hey, don't worry about dinner tonight. It's on me tonight. Bottle of wine, candlelit dinner for two.
No, this isn't going to end well. I already know it's not going to end well.
So I began cooking the meat. All went well. I had to ask Morgan how to cook the pasta. I've never boiled pasta before.
It's not hard.
Oh, yeah, because I haven't tried it. Now I know how. It's actually quite easy. Morgan and I started eating it. I did send you a snap.
Actually, you sent me a snap. I didn't realise that. I didn't put one and two together, but you did send me a snap last night.
I'm going to text you this photo. Can you do me a favour and put that on the Hit GV Instagram story for everyone to see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we're eating pasta, it didn't quite taste like the secret family recipe how it's meant to. I asked Morgan, my roommate, her thoughts on dinner. This is what she said.
It's a solid 2.
Oh, out of what, 3?
2 out of 10.
What's wrong with it?
It's dry as the day is long.
Yeah, how was your first ever pasta, though?
Honestly amazing.
It didn't help, Morgs. Thanks for that.
Didn't help that you're eating with... The whole time you're talking throughout that.
So unfortunately, our 12 out of 10 pasta recipe handed down from every generation. I think I've got every forefather rolling in their graves disappointed at what their great-grandson Josiah had produced last night because, my goodness, that was abominable.
You sent it to me and my housemate Dee was with me. And when I opened it up, she's gone, oh, geez, that's dry. She could see it from a picture. You made your housemate eat that. That's torture.
I owe Morgan a new saucepan as well because I burnt the whole thing. Now, I worked out what I did. I had my rations wrong. I didn't put enough of something, a lot of things in the meat, to be honest.
It doesn't look like you put any sauce in it.
There was. It just dried out, unfortunately, because I did it wrong.
It's burnt to the pot.
Now, I'm going to give it another crack next week because I know what I've done wrong. But what I want to do right now is get the Goulburn Valley to make me feel a bit better out there. Fellas, please, 13, 12, 16. Have you had a cooking disaster in the kitchen that you've tried to do? Or maybe, ladies, it's happened to you. Someone else out there can't be as gifted as I am in the kitchen. There has to be other mistakes out there.
There's got to be. Oh, there definitely is.
Christelle is in Shepparton this morning. What happened to you?
Not me. My partner decided to cook us a nice roast with a pickled silver side.
What happened?
Yum.
Not great.
Which bit failed?
I reckon the pasta would have been more edible than the dried out pickled.
Did you still finish it to be polite or?
Not a chance.
Oh.
And has the partner attempted to cook again?
Yeah, no, he's not too bad now.
Well, there's hope for everyone then. Fingers crossed. Thanks for your call, Christelle. Have we got any message through on the Instagram?
We do. Bernie has messaged through saying, blowing up the microwave. And Dia said, one time I put frozen chicken chili tenders in the microwave for 55 minutes.
I'm already starting to feel better about myself.
She thought a microwave and a convention oven were the same thing.
Brielle is in Wangaratta this morning. Help me out. What was yours?
Yes, I always do. I'm so bad. it's just, I don't even know where to start. So I was like, couldn't be bothered, finished work late, I think like 9, 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go home and cook. So I decided to search up an easy like Mac recipe, 3 ingredients, and holy moly, did it taste like cheese. It was so hard. I had to throw the pit. I had to throw it like, because I baked it too. I had to throw that out because I couldn't get it out.
Did you sample it at all?
Yeah.
Hey, Brielle, I reckon you and I should have a cook-off, see who's worse.
Oh, I reckon you would probably win by far. I always try and cook. Like, last night I cooked chow mein, like, because I like to meal prep, so I've got food to take to work for lunch for the week. And I just, every time I cook something, I just burn it.
Yeah, just quit, Brielle. Just stop while you're ahead and get takeaway. That's my advice.
Yeah, I try to, but then my partner yells at me, why don't you just cook something? But I can't cook.
I like that you back yourself, though. Like, you're going to chow mein, that's pretty hard.
Yeah, I always call Mum when I'm after a recipe. And I'm like, Mum, how do you make this? And she's like, I tell you every time you call me.
Thanks for your call, Brielle. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, let's move on to Paula in Talamba. Paula, have you had a cooking disaster?
I have had a cooking disaster.
What happened?
I had ended up with a container of what I thought was sugar from when my grandmother, who had dementia, had passed away, and made a batch of hedgehog for a Tupperware party, and discovered when everyone started eating it, the sugar was salt.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
A lot of people across the Goulburn Valley were very excited yesterday because some restrictions were lifted. We spoke about it earlier in the show, giving shout-outs to pubs, restaurants, cafes. People are keen for someone else to cook for them, it seems. But another industry that's now able to reopen is the beauty industry.
Great news for them.
And this includes places that offer, you know, your waxing, tanning, eyelash extensions, nail salons. It's just beauty stuff, things that you think beauty. It's them.
Fake tans.
Exactly.
I can go get a massage now.
I think some. It depends where
you
go.
Do you know what I've really, really missed? Facials.
Yeah. I tell you what, I only got into a facial last year, but after I had one, it's a game changer.
I think I've only had one my whole life, but I miss it anyway.
You can now have one. And look, I was with some of my girlfriends over the weekend and they were telling me how excited they are to get their lashes back on. They love their fake eyelashes. And I know for me, I'm very keen to get the old mani and pedi again, because you can never do your nails as well at home as you can when you go to a salon. It's unbelievable what they do there. And this is very exciting, and we need to support these local businesses who were forced to shut down. We need to push money back into them, into our community. I do, however, think before we start rushing back into the salons that we should take a second and think, why are we going there? Because for me, being in isolation, and you would have noticed this as well, Josiah, I've come to accept my natural self a lot easier than I could pre-ISO. So before ISO, I couldn't remember the last time I didn't tan on a Thursday night. I'm a tanner from way back.
Is this something, obviously, that you've gone through, but you reckon a lot of your friends and a lot of people listening out there would be going through, as you've realised what is important and what's not?
Exactly. I think it's beforehand, like, I used to hate my pale skin. I would look in the mirror and go, oh, that's not nice. But now, over the last couple of weeks, I guess I've got a different perspective on myself, and I think that's come with time and seeing myself every day as my natural self. And I don't think it, like, my skin's ugly now. It's just my skin. Like, that, there's nothing wrong with it.
So you are, yeah.
Exactly. And that, this is what isolation has allowed me to do. So don't get me wrong, I'm not going to stop tanning completely. I'll definitely, June long weekend this weekend, I'll be tanning. But instead of putting tan on to cover up and hide my natural skin, I'll be putting it on as something to spruce myself up, like an extra.
Good.
It's just something a little bit more, you know. And throughout isolation, I've heard language from my friends and family such as, I'm so ugly without it, I'm unbearable to look at, I'm hideous, I can't leave the house looking like this. And this kind of language, I'm sure we can all say, you've got your sisters, like I've definitely said stuff like that before, and I know, well, hearing my friends, we've all said it. And it doesn't just have to be females, I think males as well, they've felt the same. As there's so much pressure these days to look a certain way, which I think for me, it's Instagram, that's what plays this massive role in the pressure of how we're supposed to look, because we're forced to believe there is only one type of beautiful, a look that depends solely on what's on the outside, and a look that compares to models online who are highly, highly edited.
Yeah, I feel like everyone does that as well. I've got two sisters as well. Mm. And you know that everyone looks to Instagram and you compare yourselves to others as well.
You try not to, but you do.
It's a dangerous thing to do as well.
And this isn't true though, because this isn't what beauty is all about. Like my beauty, your beauty isn't defined by what you look like, but instead it's the person you are. And what makes up a person is a whole lot of traits like kindness, humor, courage, compassion. And those traits are what makes someone truly beautiful. Now, I'm not saying don't go back to any of these beauty treatments. Definitely do. Like, how good is being pampered? There's no better feeling than someone else doing something for you. But rather, I hope that before you go back and get your lashes and tan, any beauty treatment done, you take that second to look in the mirror and know that that person, all naturel, all natural self, is already beautiful. So for me, I want to take what's happened out of isolation as a positive. So this is the positive I'm taking out of what happened with COVID. And I know that we all can probably do this. It's not hard to look in the mirror and go, you're beautiful, but it's hard to say it out loud.
Yeah, work out what works for you with your personality, I think, is the best thing, and make sure you suit to that and find out what is important and what isn't.
Mm. And don't feel like you have to cover up, but definitely go get treatments done. I mean, I reckon I should take you for a mani or a pedi.
I've never had one in my life.
I feel sorry for anyone who's going to have to touch your feet.
I've got pretty girly fingers as well, so I wouldn't mind one if there's any local salons. I'll come and support you guys later today.
But love yourself, guys. Know that you are beautiful inside and out.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbie, a list has come out of the most iconic fashion statements of all time.
Love that.
Who else better to tell this list than me, myself and I, the fashion icon of the GV, many call me?
They do indeed. You are a fashionista, some say. Some say you're not.
You weren't meant to agree with me there.
That's why I said some say you're not.
I mean, do you know what? Here's one claim. I know I sound like a wanker when I say that, and I was just joking, but this...
No, you weren't.
I'm being serious with this one. I've been rocking my man bun since before man buns were in.
Yeah, I'll give you that. You have?
I've had it since I was 19, and I remember being one of the only people with one.
But do you think that's fashion, or do you just think it's a look?
It's a look, and it's fashion because not many people had man buns when I started. Then there was an influx of them.
Yeah, there was, but I think they've stopped now. I think the man bun's gone.
Yeah.
And now the mullet's jumping on board.
That's the thing, though. People have always had man buns, but they only wear them if they look good, right? Whereas a whole bunch of people were doing it just for the sake of it, even if they didn't look good. Only wear one if you suit it, guys. That's my little fashion tips for today. But this survey, they studied 2,000 Brits over in England, obviously. That's where Brits are from.
The Brits aren't giving us our fashion advice, are they?
What they did is they studied them and they had to reveal their most memorable style trends over history.
Okay.
You're right, though. We shouldn't be going to people from England for fashion advice. The only person I would ever go to fashion advice, and I often do actually, is David Beckham.
Yeah, fair. I'll give you that.
As a bloke.
I reckon Victoria would help him out a little bit.
That's true.
Her fashion line.
Her line's unbelievable.
Yeah, also smile, love.
Also, yeah, she doesn't smile. She must have terrible teeth. That's my thing. Whenever
she's
I see
English.
Girls that smile without showing their teeth, go to the dentist, I reckon. That's
Listen to this guy this morning.
Top 20.
Welcome to the roast.
I'm just going to go through a few of the top. Tracksuits came in at top 20.
Love a tracksuit.
Number 19 was the crop top. Tie-dye shirt came in at 14. Here's one that I reckon you would have rocked back in the day, a boob tube.
No. I don't know if you saw Little Herb back in the day, but she wasn't so little.
What do you mean?
I wasn't really wearing a boob tube. I was the girl that wore T-shirts with 3/4 board shorts in the water. Like, I didn't wear boob tubes.
Ever?
No.
This would say otherwise.
Lucky my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mountains.
A boob tube can hold those in. Number 10 on this list are skinny jeans. I loved skinny jeans. Still do.
Still do, yeah.
Not too tight, though.
Yeah, you don't want them painted on.
No, but you don't want flares either, fellas. Number 9, knee-high boots. Did you ever rock those?
No, I couldn't get my calves in them.
I remember my mum used to have a pair of those. I reckon mum still rocks those.
Some people still can rock them. It's a certain type of person.
Leather biker jacket. I've got a great one in my cupboard at home. Yep. Used to love wearing that. Flared trousers at number 6. Number 4, the denim jacket. Now, I still reckon these are in.
I reckon they're in, but it's also how you wear it. Because back in the day, it was double denim. Are you doing that these days? So you're wearing an oversized jacket with something. It's about the time and the place.
I'm not scared to wear triple denim.
No, you're not. And you actually wear triple white denim, which is very dangerous.
White denim is underrated.
I've seen you in it. It's not.
It's not really a fashion trend in the Goulburn Valley, though. You go down to Melbourne, you know.
No, you don't. I came from Melbourne.
You go to Sydney, and believe me, everyone's wearing it. Number 3 on the list, hot pants.
Woo!
Number 2 is a little black dress. Now,
LBD.
Something I haven't mentioned on this list. Have you got any idea what number 1 is, Herbs, on the list? The most iconic statement of all time in fashion.
MC Hammer pants?
Incorrect. It's the mini skirt.
Oh, yeah, let that go to the past.
You never wore a mini?
No. I didn't own a dress until I was like 14. The only skirt I did wear is when I went as Sophia Spector to my E6 disco.
Murder on the dance floor.
That's what I went as. Had green eyeshadow and everything.
How were your calves that day?
Popping.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There is something that I believe you try to do each week, and that is go viral. You got TikTok and you'll often say, I went viral last night. But you didn't actually go viral.
Who determines what viral is? Like, what's the magic number?
Well, more than 10 would be good.
Well, I had 300 views on my TikTok last week, so to me, that's viral in my eyes because anything above 10 is viral.
But isn't your sister? Don't you compare yourself to your family? And she actually gets over a million.
Yeah, she had hundreds of thousands the other day. That is viral, I'd say. Haven't quite made it yet, but one day, Herbs.
Well, I'm here to help you out. Now, I haven't actually helped you with your TikToks yet. You try to get me on board of them. It's not my thing. I like them. I think that TikTok is great. I just can't give myself to it yet.
It's not your thing. What? So you're saying you're over the age of 18?
Yes. And there is something, though, that I have given a little thought to over the last 2 days. I don't know how it came into my head, but it did. And I've gone, boom, this could be a viral meme. But I need your opinion first before I go posting anything. Because okay, if it's not worth it, then why post it?
I know where your brain goes here, and I'm concerned.
So you might have seen recently on social media, a lot of Facebook and Instagram, there's been those memes of people in isolation and then people out of isolation. I've come up with one of them and it uses audio. So this is where I might need a bit of help.
Well, isn't a meme a photo?
Yeah, so it's an audio meme.
What do you mean? How do we do an audio meme? That's my question to you.
Leave it with me. Okay.
Maybe a video meme.
I don't even know if I'm posting it yet, so we'll get to it. But this is what I'm thinking. It's sort of, I don't know if it sums myself up or my girlfriend's up, but this is me in isolation. I'm like a
bird, I only fly away. One of the best songs of all time.
Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird. So it's in isolation. You feeling what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then Herbie, out of isolation. So you know what I'm saying there?
So you've got two Nelly Furtado songs and you just compared the two.
One's in isolation. I'm like a bird.
Yeah, I get
and
it.
And then out, man eater. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. I'm just trying to see where to work here with you. Now, a meme is a photo, so yep. I'm just trying to translate this into a photo. I don't think it works. However, if we go back to TikTok, is there a video of you in isolation that we could do to Nelly Furtado?
Mm-hmm.
And what, you're sitting there watching TV, watching Netflix.
Reading a book, knitting.
And then we fast forward to a few weeks, potentially to this weekend, and Herbie, it's you in bed with 20 dudes. I don't know.
Or just at the pub having a beer with some mates would be good.
What's a man eater? What determine a man eater?
It's
I don't know.
It's not a person with 20 dudes in their guy.
Sounds like it is.
It's not a meal.
Well, you're eating a man. It basically is a meal.
I don't know if I can post this now.
it's probably, you know, we wouldn't be allowed to post that on the Hit GB Instagram page. I like the idea, Herbs. Maybe we do it in video form.
Do in video form. Okay, you're on board?
Yeah, I'm on board. Of course I am. I'll try anything to go viral. You know that.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, it was the 1st of June, and it was a day where a lot of people across the Goulburn Valley and Victoria were very, very excited because restrictions eased just a tiny bit here in Vic, which is exciting.
The streets had a little buzz in them. I mean, the weather felt like it was going to snow in Shepparton, but it had a little buzz too. It was nice, wasn't it?
Oh, it's something about it. I think it just brought a smile to people's faces, knowing that they can do a little bit more. Not that they needed to go rush out their doors and do so, but that you can go to your cafe, you can sit down, you can have a beer at your local pub. And a lot of people did just that.
It's the simple things in life that make me happy. And sitting there face to face with someone over a coffee is so nice, rather than being stuck to the refined walls of your house or something like that.
And a lot of people did ask me throughout isolation, what do you miss the most? And one thing that I did say a lot was a nice cold tap beer.
Yeah, you love a cold beer, don't you?
You can't beat it. Come a Friday afternoon, knock off work. It's all you want, isn't it?
It's funny because yesterday was the first day of restrictions and I couldn't say it on the radio yesterday, but I will reveal now, Herbie was smashing tap beers all show yesterday. If you thought Monday was loose
BYO
yesterday.
Keg day.
Literally, Herbs, can I have one? She's got a little keg next to her now.
I'll do a keg stand now.
What do you got? What is it? Is that 4X?
No, yuck. Just Carlton.
Carlton, there you go. Dry or draft?
It's draft.
Give me a dry. Don't worry about it. I'll have one after the show.
Right?
Yeah, thank you, though.
But that's the thing. I'm keen for a Carlton draft. I know a lot of people were yesterday. And for me, when I moved to the Goulburn Valley, I only got to go to a few places before everything was shut down. So I've been to the Aussie. I had a meal there. And you took me to the deck. But other than that, I haven't really been anywhere. So I don't know where's open now. Where's good for a drink? Where's good for a meal? Where's good for a latte?
Well, poor Herbs, yeah, for those that don't know, you moved to the Goulburn Valley a week before the whole...
It's been 12 weeks this week since I've been here.
Whole coronavirus hit in. You've just been strapped. You've learnt your house, the four walls of your house and the roof very well, but you don't know the Goulburn Valley.
I don't. And so that's what I would love your help with this morning, Goulburn Valley. We want to know who was the eager bunnies that got out yesterday and managed to get to a cafe, managed to get to a pub. Let us know which ones were open. Where'd you go? And what did it taste like?
Got a few Snapchats off some of the boys yesterday. They were having beers last night, I tell you what.
I've got a smile on my face because I'm just so happy.
It's a Monday night. There may be a few hangovers today as well. I know it's a Tuesday. It's not a normal thing for most. However, because people are tasting that sense of freedom, some may have gone a bit overboard and had a good time.
You never know. But if you did get across the Goulburn Valley somewhere, doesn't need to be here in Shep, could be out in Benalla, could be anywhere. Where did you go yesterday? Did you have a beer? Give us a call, 13 12 16. We'd love to hear from you and know, what did it feel like?
Did you sit down at a cafe opposite someone and enjoy that moment one more time? What's open? Where did you go? 13 12 16 is our number. Andy's in Benalla this morning. Where'd you go, mate?
Yeah, mate, went to the Northo, the North East Hotel.
He's on. How did that first cold beer taste, mate?
Tasted like pure heaven, mate.
And what beer did you go?
I went the Great Northern.
Classic.
Makes sense. How was the vibe down there? Obviously, with restrictions, you can't have 500 people, but was it still good to see a few of the locals down there, mate?
It was really good, and it felt like the first day of school. You know how you're kind of excited? You're just like, oh, checking out anyone who's new, and because it's been a while. It was just really good. Just, it felt so good walking through the doors. You know what I thought? I'm home.
Now, are we heading back home today then?
No. Every day.
To your real home or the pub, mate?
My real home, the pub.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
It's time to play everyone's favourite game, What Is Your Occupation?
You give us a call, 13 12 16, you tell us your car and we will guess your occupation.
If we can't guess it, we get one guess each, then you guys win a prize. Easiest game on the radio. A lot of fun too. Tristan's in Benalla this morning. What car do you drive, mate?
I drive BT50 dual cab.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking trade.
Straight to tradie, isn't it?
I'm going to go a Sparky.
Nope.
Okay, ooh. I jumped the gun. You want to ask more questions? Do you need a colour or anything?
Yeah, what colour is your car, Tristan?
White.
See, you throw me because you do think tradie straight away. But Tristan, one of my best mates, he worked in finance in Sydney, really high up as an executive, and he drove a V8.
Yeah, right.
Your housemate drives a ute.
Oh, yeah.
She works at Harvey.
Harvey Norman. She needs it, though, for her beds and stuff.
Yeah.
But still. Tristan, I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to stick to the trade and say you're an air conditioning repairman.
Oh. All right.
Good news is you've won a prize, mate. Congratulations.
I do line marking for roads.
Oh, wow. What a job.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where are you working at the moment?
In Benalla at the moment.
Good on you, mate. So when I have to slow down to 40, it's your fault?
That's right. Yes, it is. Yes.
We appreciate all you do. Tristan, hold the line.
Thanks, mate.
Let's now, who we got? Jess in Shepparton. Morning, Jess.
Morning.
How are we this morning?
Too early.
Yeah. Have you had a coffee yet?
No.
Are you always up at this time, Jess?
Yes.
Oh, there's a clue. Well, if neither of us guess your occupation, we'll fling you a Macca's voucher. You can buy yourself a coffee with it. That'll help. Jess, what car do you drive?
A Kluger.
Nice car. A nice car, the Toyota Kluger.
Do you have an office job by any chance, Jess?
No.
Okay, yeah.
What colour's the Toyota?
A white.
Should we ask what year model, or are we asking too many questions?
2019.
Oh, she's fresh. Wow.
Jess in Shepparton, you work at GV Health.
No.
Oh, okay. I was going down the nurse angle there.
Up every time it's shift worker, you could change.
Yeah, good point.
Do you work in a factory, Jess?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Get a bit more specific before you give your answer.
Yeah. Look, I've already given up.
Jess, good news. You got your coffee this morning. Congratulations.
What do you do, Jess?
I'm printing.
Printing?
Ah, whereabouts? Give them a shout out.
I've just started back there, so I've been off for a bit.
Good on you, Jess. Well, we have a McDonald's voucher coming your way because neither of us could guess your occupation. The best game on the radio, don't you say?
Thank you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
I do love hearing a good fact as well. It's something that you can bring to the table for your weekend. We've got a long weekend coming up, so you know that this will be handy in a bit of a chat around maybe a fire burning.
A lot of people don't know that. Next Monday it's off because it's everyone's kind of...
It's the Queen's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to her. She's had about 5 birthdays a year, but good on her.
She was riding the horse yesterday. You can see the
photos
of
that. Saw
that
photo. Isn't she great?
I love Lizzie.
I'm too scared to jump on a horse. It's been about 15 years.
She's pushing 100.
My goodness.
Giddy up. Right,
hit us with our first fact of this morning, Herbie.
The 100 folds in a chef's toque are said to represent 100 ways to cook an egg.
Wow.
That's a lot of ways.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
What do you mean by folds?
So, you know, the chef and they've got it and there's the folds, like in the uniform, basically.
So there's 100 in there.
I guess so. I'm not a chef. I'm just reading the fact.
I don't believe that fact.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's try to see if we'll believe yours.
A shot of espresso. So morning to all those that are waking up and having a coffee. I just had mine then. I just had a shot. I just made one myself rather than, get my usual cap. A shot of espresso, it's unbelievable, contains less caffeine than a cup of coffee.
Really?
Even though it's a shot.
So that's why you have 16.
I always say to you that those shots don't hit me as much as when I get an actual coffee. So that, my body's telling me the fact's true.
Yeah.
Except, however, if you think about it, I don't understand how it makes a difference. Because if someone's putting a shot in a cup of coffee with milk, what's the difference between me shotting it?
Maybe are they not putting enough? Maybe it is more if you get a real coffee.
True. Well, when I buy my shots like I just had then, I actually put it through the ristretto machine 3 times.
Really?
Yeah, just so I get that extra buzz.
See, I do believe your fact.
Thank you so much. Let's see if your second one backs it up.
This one is just interesting. So, Dolly Parton. Oh, good old Dolly. Since founding the Imagination Library in 1995, Dolly has donated 100 million books to children.
Wow, good on her. Is she dead?
No.
She's still going?
She's alive and well. She's Miley Cyrus's godmother.
There's a fact.
There's.
You know what? I didn't believe your other two, but that's a great fact. I'll believe that one.
Jolene. They sing it together.
Oh.
It's a great duet. Miley and Dolly.
And she's still ticking.
Yeah. She's not that old.
Mate,
we just spoke about the queen who's like nearly 100 and Dolly.
Do you know what? Our 3 facts are the worst facts I've ever heard. The best 2 facts out of that break was Dolly Parton's still alive and she's Miley Cyrus's godmother.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
The world's a pretty crazy place at the moment, Herbie, and I thought I'd take that a step further. Coronavirus, what else? We had fires in January. Now there's street riots. Let's take it up a step further. Pablo Escobar's brother is now suing Apple for $2.6 billion.
Why? That's the only question that comes to my mind.
He reckons that a default in his iPhone has led to an assassination attempt. Now, if you don't know who Pablo Escobar is, he's probably one of the biggest drug kingpins in the history of the world. He reckons now that his iPhone X nearly killed him. This is crazy. Roberto Escobar. He's nearly been assassinated a few times over the years. I feel like if you're the brother.
Rightly so. Like, I understand that story. This suing one, I don't understand.
So why he reckons that he's suing them is he bought an Apple X, which is what I've got, iPhone X, back in April 2018. 1 year after the purchase, Roberto claims he got a life-threatening letter from someone named Diego, who claims that he got Roberto's address through FaceTime. So he reckons he hacked the iPhone while he was on FaceTime and tracked his address through that. Now Jesus. He's suing Apple.
It's all 5G room, like, conspiracy all over again.
It is, which is kind of concerning because every time you're on FaceTime, do you ever have those thoughts when you're FaceTiming someone and you're doing something stupid or you're half nude or something like that and you think, I wonder if someone else, imagine if someone else could hack this and see what's happening
right
now.
See what's going on. I've never really thought about it. I probably should give it a bit more thought because I do some crazy stuff.
Imagine you'd like to dance around nude and stuff on FaceTime.
I mean, if you can, why not?
The poor bloke that has to hack your thing. So now he's suing Apple saying that shouldn't happen to me. They've now got my address. $2.6 billion, please, because I nearly died.
Billion dollars.
It's a lot of money.
Does he even need that money? Like, you've got another career going for you. We know that's pulling in a bit of coin.
Well, you'd think so, the old drug trade, if he is involved with that.
It's got to be. If it's your brother, you don't just tap out of that.
So he's gone to court, and Apple have assured him it wasn't through FaceTime. They're saying that our security of the X is great, but he still receives strange FaceTime calls from time to time. Now, I don't know if that's because of him just being on FaceTime and he's looking for an excuse. Or I wonder if, you know, when you subscribe to things or when you download an app and it asks if they can have access to your phone.
Say yes.
I reckon he's just done that on something like Grindr or something.
Well, do you reckon maybe because he is related to one of the biggest drug lords of all time that maybe someone could get his information that way?
I mean, that's a small chance that they may just know his address.
But definitely Grindr.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Long haul flights. They're not fun for anyone. I mean, a lot of people would probably want to be on one at the moment because I know they had their Europe trips planned, but obviously they've been put on the back burner. But when you think about a long flight, I don't know many people who get excited to be locked in a cabin for 24 hours.
No, unless you are in a part of the plane where you can lay down, mm-hmm. You do not care.
And you and I, we don't get to that part of the plane.
Not yet, anyway.
And one thing about planes that some people don't get around is the plane food. Personally, big fan. Big fan.
Of course you do. I could make mashed potato on toast and you'd like it.
It's true. I'm not picky. But I know there's some people out there who try to cheat the system a little bit and they know they're going to get their food, but they see how much food they can actually bring on to the plane themselves. So they stock up. They're prepared.
I went on a flight. When I went to Albania last year, I flew Qantas. Very pleasantly surprised in their food because they've copped some heat over the years. The food was unbelievable.
It was good.
Now. Oh, I was having all these like pokey salads and all this fancy stuff. Couldn't believe it.
Didn't need to bring your own snacks aboard?
Nothing. No.
Which is good because for one man, he did bring some snacks aboard for himself. He thought, plain food isn't going to cut it for me. I need to be well fed, so I'm going to sort myself out. Now, we know this story because it's been put on passengershaming.com. Which I did not know was a website, but it is.
It's like that group that shames local businesses around Shepparton when they get poor service. Check yourselves before
Literally.
If you have the time to post in a group like that, check your own life first.
Although what this guy's done, I think it does deserve to be posted somewhere. I don't know if this is the page for it. So he's brought some pizza on board with him, which is smart. We all like pizza. And I mean, who doesn't like it mid-flight? And he didn't like it cold, so he's attempted to heat it up. The way he's heated it up is by turning on the light above him and he's held the pizza up to the light where he's sitting.
Look at that photo. Mate, just eat cold pizza.
I prefer cold pizza.
Are those lights in the plane, if you held your thumb up to it, I can't imagine them being that hot.
I don't think they're that hot. So now everyone in the plane just sees this guy holding pizza up. Honestly baffles me. But what it did do is it triggered a story of me of when I was flying back from Bali with my mates. I reckon we were 19, and my friend Alex, he was going for surgery. So he was getting off the plane, going straight to hospital. So there was a certain time he had to stop eating food because your body, you're not allowed to eat before surgery. Anyway, we got our meals. He ate that and he asked the air hostess, "Oh, is there any chance there's a spare meal? I'm quite hungry and I've got to fast for a while." She said no. Then out of the blue, this man behind us, sitting in the aisle, the seat behind us, he puts his head through the seats and says, "I've got a spare Whopper if you need."
No, he doesn't.
And then he pulled out a Whopper, handed it to Alex, and Alex ate the Whopper.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
That's the worst thing I've ever
Why
heard.
Why do you have a spare Whopper? Who has two, let alone one on a plane?
Who has a cold Whopper anyway? Who says yes to eating a Whopper from a stranger?
I would. I was jealous.
Of course you would.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.